From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The state's plan to execute death row inmate Kenneth Williams is only hours away, scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Attorneys for Kenneth Williams raised two fields of complaints in Pulaski County Circuit Court. The filing asserts medical conditions, including sickle cell, lupus, and organic brain damage, could cause complications and lead to severe pain and suffering, a constitutional violation. Attorneys also argued the execution of Marcel Williams on Monday evening did not go as planned. Attorneys say Williams grimaced, arched his back, moved his eyes, and coughed after a consciousness check and only stopped moving when a paralytic was administered. The state says the execution was flawless. Williams this morning got a first-time visit ever with his granddaughter, as well as his daughter, who had not visited him in 18 years, courtesy of travel funds donated by the family of one of the men that Williams killed when trying to escape Cummins Prison after he's originally sentenced to life in prison for the murder of a cheerleader at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.